Hello and welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Todd Trantham and I will be your host for today's show. Today we're going to be talking about the October the 5th Staff Development Day that's coming up in Haywood County Schools with our special guest on the program, Dr. Bill Nolte, our Associate Superintendent. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nolte.
Thank you. I appreciate you interviewing me today about that Professional Development Day we're going to have in a week or so.
So October the 5th is going to be a staff development day, a work day that's specifically designed for our staff, for staff development. So tell us, Dr. Nolte, just a little bit about why we have this day.
Well, we have this day for lots of reasons. I guess the main reason is we want to be the highest performing school district that we can possibly be. And this is our one opportunity across 16 schools and about 500 people with a teaching license from the classroom to the principal and library media specialist and you and I, you know, we're licensed to do the things that we do to make sure that everyone has research-based information, the most current information about new laws, the most current information about instructional methodologies, and to make sure that no one in our district is missing some information or methodologies that they need to do a great job with our kids. That's the main reason. And we've done it for several years now.
So, Dr. Nolte, what does it take to plan an event this big?
Oh, my goodness. And you've done it with me, so you can help me answer. And we've had years where we've had 2 days or 3 days. The last couple of years, we've just had one for lots of reasons. Mainly, we're trying to be fiscally responsible. And we're not trying to take too many non-instructional days in the middle of student days for this particular activity. But just imagine you're attending a big conference or workshop with your professional organization or your business in, you know, Greensboro or Asheville or Raleigh or Charlotte or somewhere, and there are 500-plus participants and presenters from local experts to nationally known presenters and what it would take to manage that. And you and I have worked on that together with our curriculum and instruction supervisors. The first thing you have to think about is what are the best sessions and what do our people already know? What have they been trained in previously? What have they not been trained in? What's new that is good, not just shiny and interesting, but you know, research-based and proven. And then you have to start literally counting, and we do this a lot, the number of people and sessions that you need. We do 2 3-hour blocks from 8 to 11 and then another 3-hour block after lunch to make sure you don't have too many sessions where there aren't many people participating or not enough sessions where you have 50 people in one little classroom. And you have to do that for each grade span, you know, K, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, middle school, high school, special teachers, you know, art, all that kind of stuff. Then you have to think about, well, where are we going to host this? And we did a podcast radio program a few weeks ago where we talked about wireless access. So we had, you know, we have to decide, you know, which sessions go in which rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to even think about traffic and parking. How many people can park at a certain location? Like in Clyde, at our education center where we do school board meetings, there's a lot of neat room there. And Central Haywood's right beside it with an auditorium and that kind of stuff. But there's a limited number of people who can actually park there. So what we try to do is we spread people out. We put our secondary people mainly in Canton and our elementary people mainly in Hazelwood, and then sessions that run across kindergarten through 12th grade we put in the Clyde area, Clyde Elementary. And that actually helps our public and vendors with lunch because they pay for their own lunch, you know, it's their lunch and they go out and eat that day, and we're spreading them out and they can get in and out of restaurants quicker all across the center of the county.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about all of that stuff and other stuff.
So Dr. Nolte, what are some of the highlights of the Professional Development Day this year?
Well, we tried to focus on things that are new and relevant and current. And excuse me for being a little listy here if you're listening to the radio program or the podcast, because it's better if you're having a dialogue when you listen to stuff like that. But I'm just going to list some of those important things. We have changes in school law every year. And not only do we want our principals and our lead administrators to know what the new laws are, we want our teachers to know about tenure laws or lack of tenure laws. We want our teachers to know about changes in legislation that might impact funding. So we've got a couple sessions that people can choose to go to, and we have about 60 sessions, and people can choose one big session in the morning and one big session in the afternoon. So we have a couple school law sessions by a very reputable legal firm. We have, of course, reading information all up and down the line. We have literacy skills that can be integrated into high school subjects. We have, you know, kindergarten, first, second, third grade reading workshop sessions. We're really trying to focus on vocabulary and grammar. That's not something that's tested, but we still think it's very, very important. And we have some big-name speakers. There's a guy named Michael Clay Thompson. And if you're in education, you hear that name, you're like, oh, my goodness, he's going to come here and work with our people on vocabulary and grammar. Well, yes, he is. And then we're doing, obviously, a lot of math stuff. There's this fellow named Doug Van Dyne who's really going to help our upper elementary folks work on fractions and proportional math. That's very important. That's much harder than it sounds and very important for people to think about, fractions and proportional math. We're doing a lot of revisiting the new standards. North Carolina created more rigorous standards a couple years ago, and one of our keys to success has been that we go back and revisit those standards and make sure we're covering every little indicator that will be assessed so our students will do well. We're providing some professional development in technology. The state has a program called SchoolNet that has a lot of technology access. We're providing some sessions on how to use Google and other tools. I think you might be one of the presenters there.
I think I got somehow railroaded into doing a session or two.
But anyway, we're doing that. We're also focusing a lot on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We're doing some STEM-related sessions. We're doing ACT, and we're doing a lot of things related to science and technology, Lego robotics. We're interested in improving our biology scores, so we're doing some biology modeling training for our biology teachers, and the list literally goes on and on. But those are the highlights.
Well, Dr. Nolte, tell me a little bit before we finish up today just what benefits we've seen from having this kind of event every year.
Well, we like to think that our improvement in performance is related to really good training like this, and we've done this for a number of years, and over time we've moved from the middle of the pack in the state to somewhere between 15th and the top 8, depending upon the state numerical measure that you use, either our raw scores or our school letter grades, and we think that's important. Real quick, from an administrative standpoint, when we go down the hall and we see good instruction, good instruction, good instruction, oh my goodness, that doesn't look too good today. When we have training like this, one of the things that we can almost immediately eliminate is the teacher hasn't been trained. The teacher really does have the tools and the information needed to teach that subject. So then you start looking at other things. Do they need to work on classroom management? Is there something unique about those kids that day? It may just be a tough day for those kids. But it really helps us improve performance and make sure that everyone's ready to do a good job.
Well, thank you, Dr. Nolte. I think it's important if our students are going to be successful that we give our teachers the tools they need to get them there. So I want to thank you for being our guest on the show today. Thank you for listening. Have a safe and great day.